18 minutes after 5 o'clock on Downtown, the main Black Bear football team getting set to make their way south down to the Bayou this weekend to take on the Green Wave of Tulane, the second straight FBS opponent for the main Black Bears as they look for their first win of the year. And to get some more insight into the Green Wave and what they'll bring to the table in their third game of the season, we're joined on the Tiller and Rye telephone line by Andrew Lopez, who covers the team for the Times-Picayune in New Orleans. Andrew, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, it's been a tough start to the season for the Green Wave, but then again, they've been up against some pretty good teams these first 2 weeks.
Yeah, one thing that came out of Coach Curtis Johnson's press conference the other day, a couple of players said that the message to the team was basically, good thing we don't play in the ACC, because we wouldn't win. So, but both coaches and players know that their goals for the season are still completely alive. Coach Curtis Johnson actually said yesterday, I don't know if we could have won those two games if we did everything we were supposed to do, which you kind of like hearing that kind of honesty from a coach sometimes. So he knows where his team is. He knows what they need to do, but he really would have liked to see a better performance. He said some kids were, kind of smiling and laughing on the sidelines at Georgia Tech when they were getting trounced. He wants effort there, and that's what I think is going to be the main focus this week.
Well, and one of the things that he wants, and quarterback Tanner Lee wants too, you wrote about it today, is the ability to get out there and finish off drives.
Right, and that's something they have struggled on throughout this season. I mean, obviously, it's just two games. Two very good defenses, but going 8-for-29 on third down conversions, 0-for-4 on fourth down conversions, you're not going to beat many teams doing that, and that's from a Maine all the way to a Georgia Tech. I don't care who you're playing, but also if you're only rushing for 48 yards a game, that's also not going to help either.
We were talking yesterday with Todd Graffanini, the radio voice of the Green Wave, and he was quite surprised that the running game hasn't gelled because you've got that big veteran offensive line and a pretty good running back core coming back with guys like Dontrell Hilliard, Thompson, Beatty. This is a talented group.
Right now, it's actually what I thought was going to be one of the strengths of this team early on. But as Coach Johnson pointed out, when you're being outscored 41-7 in the first half of your first two games, it kind of makes you abandon the run a little bit quicker. There's also I think there was a 34 yards of team losses in the first game and second game just off of bad punts and things like that. So it doesn't help that, you got a lot of chunk of that missing as well. That's about 17 yards more a game you could throw on there. But the scores have mostly dictated that, and you can't run the ball when you're down 30 and 40 points, and that's what I think. So I would expect for them to especially get Lizetrick Thompson. That's actually the story I'm working on for tomorrow. Get him going early and then see how it goes from there.
Well, on the defensive side of things, this may be just what the doctor ordered. A Maine team that's been struggling offensively only had 7 rushing yards in their first game against Boston College, a quarterback with limited starting experience, and a defensive unit that sounds like played well at times, but always difficult when you've got to try and defend that triple option that you just don't see that much.
Right, and some of these guys were familiar with it last year. One big thing is Tulane was without Darian Monroe, their starting safety, who had started all 38 games in his career up until last week. He was suspended for the game, and I don't know if one player, especially for a Tulane, I don't know if one player makes an effect on a game against a Georgia Tech or something like that, but Darian Monroe is their signal caller on defense. Darian Monroe gets the call in, signals it to Nico Marley, the middle linebacker, who then barks out the calls to the line. So not having that guy, and you're also playing a freshman free safety. You have a starter on one corner who hasn't – this is his first year starting in Richard Allen. You still have a sophomore in Perry Nickerson who is not really – he's good at defending, but he's making calls and things like that. So you have a lot of young guys back there, and when you're missing your veteran who is making the calls, it definitely kind of hurts.
Andrew, coming off a 3-9 season, what are the hopes for this team in terms of conference play this year?
You know what? This team wants to be bowl eligible, and that's what they feel they can do. I don't know if that's something that was doable. I thought before the season this team may go 4-8. But I really think the year is what they were setting up is for next year. They're going to return a lot of players, all of their wide receivers, running backs, quarterback. Everybody's coming back. They're only going to have to place 2 on the offensive line next year. Defense, you're just losing Darian Monroe. You're bringing back almost everyone else in that regard as well. So they sink, and you know, UCF was supposed to be a big issue. They've struggled at the beginning of the season. Obviously, you're going to struggle against, you know, maybe a Houston or something like that, maybe a Tulsa later in the year. But they feel good going in, and I think this game right here is going to be a lot. They got to just at least get momentum going. So that's what I think needs to be the key, and I think they're going to definitely try that right now.
Well, it is, of course, an FCS-level team, but one that's had a little bit of success in these step-up games.
Right.
Does this make it a must-win situation for Tulane?
You know, Darian Monroe said he can only remember one game in his Tulane career that felt as must-win as this, and that was the game to get the team bowl eligible in 2013. And they had three chances to get it done. They went ahead and got it done in the first one. They had really two tough games. They moved to 6-4 before falling to 6-6. But it's important. It's important for the offense to at least get going, because they don't have a game next week. That's when they take their off week. So if they're going to struggle now, then that's going to be a long time to wait before UCF comes into town. And so it's going to be, you know, offense needs to get going, running game needs to get going, at least build up some confidence heading into that bye week. And I think they're going to try and, like I said, jump on them early and go from there.
Now, for the Maine Black Bears, that we don't get down to the deep south very often. Probably the last time this far south was against Mississippi State, a game that Maine won several years ago. But for teams from the north, for teams that are not accustomed, and for us it's hot today at about 85 and sort of humid here, but it's a different kind of heat. How much of an impact
yes.
does that have on a team? What's the difference like down there for teams who are not used to practicing or playing in this kind of weather?
You know, it's going to hit you, and I think if this game was going to happen at 11 o'clock or 2 o'clock, it might be a little bit different. But you're coming in, and it's still going to be, you know, maybe 85 to 88 degrees at kickoff on Saturday night. And maybe you're not, I don't know. I don't think they're used to it being that hot and that humid that late in the day. You're not going to get that cool breeze coming in or anything like that. You're going to get the same heat that you're going to have, and right when the sun's going down. I think it's even supposed to get a little hotter this weekend than what it has been. So it's going to be tough, and you're going to see a lot of hydration needed. But Tulane likes that. Curtis Johnson likes to call the Yulman Stadium the oven, because that's probably why they would have liked maybe to play this a little bit earlier in the day. Try to wear that team down. That's what they're used to playing in. So I don't see them dealing with it, but of course Tulane dealt with heat, you know, in their first game when they were playing Duke, and that was an 8:30 kickoff
two weeks ago,
and we had guys cramping up at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. So this heat can get you, and that humidity can really sneak up on you.
Now, I'm thinking selfishly of my ability to go four quarters doing the play-by-play for this game. Air-conditioned press box, though, right?
Oh, of course, air-conditioned press box.
Right.
Brand new air-conditioned press box
there
at that.
Go. I'm not going to worry then.
We're going to be fine where we are. It's those poor players that I don't feel too good for.
Exactly. Well, we're looking forward to it. I know it's going to be a really fun trip. Can't wait to see the city, see the stadium, and watch this game Saturday night, 8 o'clock Eastern time start. Andrew, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll see you this weekend.
Thank you for having me. See you guys this weekend.
That is Andrew Lopez. He covers Tulane Green Wave football for the Times-Picayune in New Orleans. It's 26 after 5 o'clock. Again, that Maine game, 8 o'clock start Eastern time, Saturday night. Seasons right here, Main Street, Bangor, the official watch party headquarters. Come on down and check out the game, which is being broadcast on ESPN3. And I don't know, will they carry our call of the game, our audio, if it matches up? That's always the key.
Now, I know they did that in the past, and it matched up perfectly. But I'm not quite sure if they're able to do that exactly every single time, because, again, you'd almost have to get the online feed of your call and match it up with the online feed on the video side of things. But we'll see. It should be a good game regardless. But, again, if you could have your call over the video, it would be perfect.
I always like it when it syncs up so that my call is like a half second ahead.
So it makes you look like you're Nostradamus, right?
Exactly. Yeah. God, Kimball could just see that developing, which is, as you know, far from the truth here. Hey, congratulations. Speaking of UMaine sports, field hockey won again today, beating Quinnipiac to start out their road trip. A 4-1 victory this afternoon. Emma Cochran started the game in Black Bears in goal and was able to stop three shots to improve her record to 5-0 on the year. Marissa Shaw with a goal, and Elamoski as well. And how about that? Black Bear is playing great for Josette Babineau.
Impressive. This season has started off exactly the way the Black Bears wanted it to, and you know what? They might be postseason bound. Still a long way to go, but they are definitely turning some heads right now.
Absolutely. Tonight, Thursday night football, Denver at Kansas City. Red Sox off tonight before opening a series in Toronto against the Toronto.